world. The worship is designed to be a relaxed fit for every age. Come and be a member of the Bridge family every Sunday, 9 a.m. at the Ford City AMC Theaters, 7601 South Cicero. The Bridge Network International, bridging the gap, ministries united together. Wright College at 4300 North Narragansett Avenue offers classes in radiography, environmental technology, architecture, information technology, EMT, practice nursing, practical nursing, fine arts, teacher's assistant training, occupational therapy assistant training, computer security, and forensic investigation training. Registration is going on now. Call Wright College at 773-481-8200. That's 773-481-8200. Or go to www.ccc.edu. Wright College, 4300 North Narragansett, 773-481-8200. Want to get more out of life? Call Wright College. Enroll. Get some job skills or a degree and get paid. 773-481-8200. Your success starts here at Wright College, one of the seven city colleges of Chicago.
89.3 WKKC FM Chicago and WKKC HD1 Chicago remembers Michael Jackson.
Play. I took the kids to the park today, enjoying watching them run and play, noticing how quickly time passes away, how fun it was for me back in the day. Remember your friends asking, can you come out to play, holding your breath for what your mama would say, knowing you weren't obedient that day. Oh well, what can you say, you reap what you sow, you shall pay. But you must take time to enjoy the play. Children remind you the proper way, that life should be taken day by day, play by play, and pray by pray. This is Just Lily, and you're listening to Focus Talk with Dennis Snipe on 89.3 WKKC. For more, you can go to my website at www.juslillie.com. No T, ebonically, Just Lily, that's me.
Opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily those of WKKC Radio, Kennedy King College, or the City Colleges of Chicago. 89.3 WKKC proudly presents Focus Talk, the thought-provoking, solution-oriented program, daring to make a difference in our community. And now, here's your host, Dennis Snipe.
Hi, this is Roland S. Martin.
This is Congressman Jesse Jackson, Jr.
Hi, this is Congressman Danny.
You're in tune to Chicagoland's number one college radio station, 89.3 WKKC. You're right on time for another edition of Focus Talk. My name is Dennis Snipe, and it is a grand, glorious day in the Inglewood community. We're broadcasting to you from the campus of Kennedy King College, located at 740 West 63rd Street. And it is a great day. Hey, do me a favor. Call your mom, your dad, your sister, your brother, your best friend, your girlfriend, your significant other, and let them know that Focus Talk with Dennis Snipe is now on the air. Hey, what are you talking about? Well, I'm glad you asked. We're talking about politics, religion, personal development, education, and then from time to time, we're highlighting positive people who are doing positive things in and around the city of Chicago. Just in case you didn't know, classes are available here at Kennedy King College, 740 West 63rd Street. For more information about classes, dial 773-602-5000. That's 773-602-5000. Success begins here. Kennedy King College is one of the seven city colleges of Chicago. Hey, we've got a great show for you today. As always, at 9:50, we are talking to Miss Cassandra Griffin, with the segment entitled Success and Satisfaction. But for right now, we are talking about our children, talking about the babies. Now, needless to say, the children are a very important part of not only my life, but also the show and what we're doing here at Kennedy King College. Now, needless to say, our children are not our tomorrow. They are our today. Now, with that in mind, Alicia Archer joins us today from Clean Kids. Now, I'm sure you're probably wondering what Clean Kids is all about, but Alicia's here to give us some additional information. Welcome to the show today.
Thank you, Dennis. Welcome. And then I just thank you for having me on your show.
Thanks a lot for coming out and sharing some information with us. Now, you're the executive director for Clean Kids?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Now, give us some information as to what Clean Kids is all about.
Okay. Clean Kids is a Christian-based program that we offer on Saturdays. It's a 10-week program. This year's for 10 weeks, and it's a Saturday summer-based program. And we mentor kids. We take them on outings and do various activities with them. You know, definitely helping our inner city youth.
Okay, so how did it all come about as far as Clean Kids, the idea, the vision to actually deal with inner city kids?
Yes, that's a good question. I'm glad you asked. Basically, it started from a dream. One particular day, I stayed up late doing some work around the house. I went to sleep, and I heard Clean Kids, Christ Lives Eternally and Internally, or Christ Lives Externally and Internally. Choose one. I chose, and we went from there. This wasn't anything planned. It just went from there. From, like I said, it started last year, and we're developing it each year. This is our second year.
Okay. All right. So now, what makes this particular program different from a community-based organization that may sponsor a youth program or church or even, I remember when I was a kid, there was the field house and we had daycare.
Yes.
During the day, and, you know, we played softball and all that. So what makes it different?
Well, we offer mentoring. That's a big part of it. This is our first year of really developing it. We're still developing it. Mm-hmm. And not just on Saturdays, but for life. Okay. You know, assigning a student to a volunteer, and any questions or concerns that they may have, any help that they may need, any assistance. So the mentoring is a big part of it.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. So the mentoring is one of the greatest components of
yes,
Clean Kids.
Definitely.
Okay. Now, what are some of the other goals or the goals or objectives of the organization? So at the end of the summer, mm-hmm. you know, kids will that participated hope to learn or to be strengthened in certain areas,
yes.
or what can I expect my child to learn or know after the program is over?
Okay. Basic morals and values, how to act, when we go to different outings, just how to behave, and there's so many different things, but basically acting and how to speak, the ways that they should dress, things like that.
Okay. Now, you say that it's a Christian-based organization.
Yes.
So now, is it primarily like church-related issues and, you know, Bible and so
yeah.
on and so forth?
It's a little bit of everything. It's definitely not just church-related. Okay. It's for everyone, because children, you know, of all races and can attend, and we're teaching them basic morals, basic values that they would need in life. So it's for all children, not
okay.
just, you know, Christians.
So even if I'm not Christian?
You can definitely attend.
Okay. All right. Good deal. Now,
yes.
give us the contact information, the contact number to get more information,
sure.
or website.
Sure. We can be contacted at Clean Kids. Matter of fact, let me repeat that. Alicia@cleankids.net. If you would like to contact us, as well as 773-818-3919.
Okay. Now, as far as Alicia, now, is that the conventional spelling or how do you spell it?
Yes, it's A-L-I-C-I-A. So Alicia@cleankids.net.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Now, what's on the agenda as far as some of the different outings? Where are the kids going?
Okay.
What are they
going to
see?
Well, today, of course, was a biggie, you know, WKKC, and getting a chance to meet, you know, the great Dennis Snipe.
Yadaka.
You know, I have to give you your kudos. As well as we're going to Kittyland. We took them to the Sears Tower last week. Let's see, where else are we going? We're having a Scared Straight program. So we're looking at taking them to Cook County or some other facilities so that they can learn about, you know, prison life and gangs and what things to do and not to do, how not to go to jail.
Okay.
You know, how not to get in trouble. So we're working on that now. That's in the making.
All right. Mm-hmm. Now, as far as the structure of the program, will it help children as far as interacting or dealing with some of those issues that you mentioned, as far as gangs,
yes.
as far as peer pressure,
you know, certain issues like that, will that help?
Yes, it will. That's where the mentors come in, where we can have, you know, some one-on-one. We definitely have group sessions, but some one-on-one with the children and just talking with them about different issues, if they have any, you know, concerns, if they need advice, private conversations that they may need, something that they may not be able to tell their parents or their teacher, they can come to us, and then we can try to assist them, and also assisting the parents with different things that they may need.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So let's say that I'm a single parent.
Yes.
You know, I'm a man, and I'm raising a young lady or young ladies, or I am a woman and I'm raising young men.
Mm-hmm.
Can you help me in that particular area as far as some of the different issues that may go along with that?
Yes, we can. We can definitely take you through, you know, some steps as far as different resources that are available for single parents. We have people that are involved in the program that are actual teachers or involved with youth, actual parents themselves, and just individuals that want to help children. So we can do that.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Mm-hmm. Good deal. Now, what are some of the other aspects of the program? Because I know that there's just the regular summer piece as far as different
yes.
activities.
Yes.
But what about the academic side? Will my kids learn anything that they would be able to take back with them to the classroom
okay.
after the program is over?
Okay, that's a good question. I am also the block club president for Laughlin Gospel Chapel. So we work with our block club, and in addition to Clean Kids, they offer classes. That's something that we're working on now to help the children with reading and English and their studies. So we, you know, do that as well.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Now, the individuals that will be assisting
yes.
students as far as mentoring or teaching, what are their qualifications?
Again, I had mentioned that a little bit. Like I said, some of them are involved with children,
mm-hmm.
so they are involved in different youth programs. And then we do, you know, have parents, of course, who have kids, so, you know, that they want to help other children. And then they may even bring theirs or their family members to the program. So that's basically it.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. All right. Now, I see you brought some of the students who are part of Clean Kids along with you today.
Yes, I did.
Okay.
Yes.
Good deal. Now, let's see. Can we get somebody close to the mic?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. Come on. Get close
let's start
to the mic
over here.
And introduce yourself.
All right. Tell us your name.
Marcus Sykes.
Marcus Sykes. Okay. How old are you, Marcus?
13.
13. Okay. Now, you've been involved with the program for a little while. Do you like what you do as far as the program is concerned and some of the different places that you've been?
Yeah.
Yeah? Okay. Now, Marcus, what are you interested in? Do you like school?
No.
No? Okay. Well, that'll change as you get older and do some different things now.
Exactly.
Are there any aspects of school that you enjoy? Anything at school that you like?
Gym.
Okay. All right. Do you have a favorite subject?
Math.
Okay.
Math. Really? Okay. And what do you like about math?
The timetables.
Timetables? Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. That's good. Because I never did like
yeah,
math.
Right.
I never did like math. Honey, what's your name?
Mariah McKinney.
Mariah McKinney. That's a very pretty name, Mariah. How old are you?
Eight.
You're eight? Okay. And you know what? Let's see if we can get that microphone a little closer to you. There we go.
Mm-hmm.
Mariah McKinney. Now, what school do you go to, Mariah?
Bass.
You go to Bass? Okay. And you're in what grade?
Third.
You're in third grade. Okay. All right. Now, what's your favorite subject?
Math.
You like math, too? Wow. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Well, these mathematicians and
they're
folks that can...
They're surprising me.
Yeah. They folks that can help me with my taxes.
Exactly.
Okay. Now, what do you want to be when you grow up, Mariah?
A doctor.
You want to be a doctor. Okay. Wow. Okay. Now, the program that you're in, Clean Kids, do you know what Clean Kids stands for? You do? Would you tell me?
Christ lives eternally and internally.
Yes.
All right. That's all right. Okay. All right. Now, where have you been since you've been part of Clean Kids? Do you remember some of the outings where you went?
Yes.
You do? All right, where'd you go?
Dr. Martin Luther King Skatering, Sirius Tower.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And did you like those places?
Yes.
Did you learn some things?
Yes.
Yeah? Would you like to share what you learned with me today?
No.
No? Okay. Well, at least you're honest. Mariah, thank you very much. Now, we have another person there. What's your name, hon?
Kiara.
Kiara Sykes. Okay, Kiara Sykes. Now, Kiara, how old are you?
I'm 10 years old.
You're 10. Okay, and do you go to Bass too?
Yes.
And what grade are you in?
Third.
You're in third grade. Okay, all right. Now, what's your favorite subject?
Math.
Everybody likes math.
Wow.
Okay, that's all right. Okay. Now, what do you like about math?
I like the multiplication.
You like multiplication as well? Okay, now what do you want to be when you grow up?
I mean, a teacher.
You want to be a teacher? Well, maybe you can be a lawyer and a teacher. What about that? You ever thought about that? No? Okay. All right. Sounds good. Well, I want to thank you all for sharing a little bit of yourselves with us and with the audience of WKKC. So you're going to come back and see us again?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Sounds good. So, Alicia, now, the idea of Clean Kids is to be able to take kids no matter what and take them to the next level to see some things that they've never seen before.
Yes, definitely. With the outings, we want them to be fun. Like last year was just mostly fun. Mm-hmm. It was just getting through the program. We had 8 weeks.
Okay.
And that was something that I was definitely proud of. We did it. We made it through the 8 weeks, taking them to Ogden Park and, you know, different places, but they were closer. So now we're trying to make sure that their behavior is in check. That's the issue that we're dealing with now. Mm-hmm. So that we can take them to other places and, you know, maybe even taking them, you know, getting on a plane and going to Disney World or Disneyland, just something nice. So we really plan on expanding in the future.
9:15 in the city of Chicago, you are in tune to the thought-provoking, solution-oriented talk show, Daring to Make a Difference in Our Communities, entitled Focus Talk. I'm your host, Dennis Snipe, and today we are talking to Miss Alicia Archer, who is the executive director for Clean Kids, mm-hmm. which is a youth organization. Now, are you just primarily here in Inglewood, or what is your area in the city?
Right now, primarily in Inglewood. I'm dealing with inner city youth. We do plan on spreading out and venturing out, but for now, you know, we're dealing with a small area.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. And Clean Kids is a Saturday summer outreach program. So
yes.
If you have a question or comment for us, just pick up the Alexander Graham Bell. Give us a call at 773-488-9552. That's 773-488-WKKC. So now, as you mentioned, you're starting off on Saturdays, but
yes.
You plan on growing and doing some other things.
Oh, definitely, definitely. I work full time, so I have to say that as well. And it, you know, I just have a lot on my plate. So the main thing is that I wanted something for the kids to do at least on Saturdays through the summer, so mm-hmm. that, you know, we don't have to look out the door and see them on the street. And a lot of times when I'm getting in my car or whatever, you know, they want to do things. Hi, Alicia. You know, what you doing? And just asking questions and under me. So I wanted to, you know, kind of take them under my wing, and that's what this is about. But not just that, but really giving them resources and opportunities and like I said, with the outings and just being able to get out, you know, and have fun and learn at the same time.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I guess that's important.
We have to
have fun.
That's right. Not all about, you know, just being serious all the time, but, you know, they need fun.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Now, once you expand past Saturday, mm-hmm. what are some of the other areas in which you want to go into and how frequently okay. would you like to have the program?
Actually, I would like to have it scheduled where it's basically maybe 5 days a week, Monday through Friday. That's a big jump for us.
Wow.
But in the future, 5 days a week, and like I said, being able to travel to further places. Mm-hmm. And having another issue is, you know, having money, buses and different materials that we need. Right now, it's out of pocket, all the volunteers are just coming out of pocket, you know, helping families that may need assistance with transportation or getting into the particular facility. So in the future, we would like to have, you know, some funding and where all of that's set up and in place for them so that there's no reason that not even one child can attend.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So now, what are the requirements for my child to participate in Clean Kids?
Fairly simple. But basically, the age is 7, so the child has to be at least 7 years old, from 7 to 18. And that's it.
Okay.
That's it. We want them to be behaved, of course, well behaved when they start. But, you know, we work with them because we know a lot of the kids have challenges.
Okay.
And that's why we're here.
So now, is there a fee that goes along with it?
It's actually free. It's
wow.
a free program.
Uh-huh.
However, again, we do need help with transportation if, you know, the parent or guardian has money for that. We do offer breakfast. We meet at the church each Saturday at about 11 o'clock. We offer breakfast and we offer lunch.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Wow. Yeah. All right. So, therefore, there are no requirements, no financial requirements.
No.
It doesn't cost except, you know, whatever it is that you can donate to the program.
Exactly.
To help your child and possibly the other children who are participants.
Most definitely.
In the program.
Yes.
So give me the number that I can call so that I can get more information.
Sure. It's 773-818-3919.
Once again.
773-818-3919.
So needless to say that you're possibly looking for volunteers
yes,
as well,
yes.
as far as people who can be mentors
mm-hmm.
or perhaps chaperones
mm-hmm.
or
mm-hmm.
who have an educational background.
Yes.
Okay.
That's been a task as well. Consistency, because we know that everybody has a busy schedule, including myself. But, you know, we just need to make time, whatever time that we have for them. So, you know, again, we are looking for volunteers, people that are dedicated in whatever time that they can offer. Some people may have started out as volunteers, but they found that they can't continue. So they're donating, you know,
mm-hmm.
Whatever resources that they can.
Mm-hmm.
So that's helpful as well.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Now, considering that the program is Clean Kids, it's situated in the Englewood community,
yes.
or basically situated in the neighborhood.
Yes.
What has the response been from neighbors or from the community
okay.
as far as support?
Okay.
is concerned for you and for the organization?
Well, I would say last year, since that was our first year, we didn't get a whole lot of support. We're getting more support now by word of mouth. And then people are saying that we're serious and their children are benefiting from this.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's not overnight. It's going to take time because we're really, you know, working with them. But we are getting more support now. You know, we need more always, but we are getting more support.
Alicia?
Yes.
What would your wish list look like as far as some of the things that you would want or desire for the kids? You never know.
Right.
You know, make
yes.
your request known. There may be
yes.
Some generous, kind-spirited person listening who would be willing to make a donation
yes.
to what's going on, considering
mm-hmm.
that now they know, and knowing is half the battle.
Exactly.
So give me your wish list.
Wow. I have a serious one, but just to point to a few, maybe 2 or 3 companies to call and say, okay, you know, you won't have to worry about buses for the next 5 years. We have that covered.
Wow.
Here is a budget of $100,000.
Mm-hmm.
You know, work it. Do what you need to do for the kids.
Mm-hmm.
We have, I'm just going to go high. You say wish list. So 50 people. We have 50 volunteers that are available all the time, anytime that you need them to do anything, you know, not just to be with the kids or whatever, but to help with typing, you know, secretarial work and different things that we need done to make this happen. We have staff available for you. That's my basic wish list.
Okay. All right. Sounds good. Sounds good. You have to start from someplace.
That's right.
And considering that you've made your request known,
yes.
who knows what could happen since you put it out there.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. I
yeah.
agree.
Now, as far as involvement, I'm always curious as to the political involvement
mm-hmm.
of various things or getting help. Has there been any assistance in that particular area to go to the next level?
I would say not at this time because we are still in the early stages. It's a matter of you know, pulling those resources. So they're coming now. Mm-hmm. This is, again, the second year. And now we're getting a little bit more help, or at least I'm finding out about different resources that I can go to because of the type of staff that we have on board. So okay. I'm definitely getting some help.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Good deal. And then you made mention about a schedule of different things that you're doing for this year.
Yes.
Right. For the kids.
Yes.
Now, what is in the future as far as next year is concerned?
Okay. Okay. We'll have, I would say, basically the same schedule because that's working for us. And even with each Saturday we have a devotional, so we're encouraging the children to read and to read daily, express their feelings. So we'll continue to do that. Next year, again, we would like to be able to take them on even more educational outings and have the funding for that to be able to take them, whether they can afford it or not. So it's more so, like I said, with the mentoring, I want us to have the staff together and be able to assign one child, at least one child per volunteer or per mentor. So that's what I'm looking for next year, a little bit more consistency.
Okay. Mm-hmm. As it relates to participation.
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly.
All right. Mm-hmm. Sounds good. Now, would the children have to live in any certain area in order to participate? Mm-hmm. It doesn't matter?
Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter at all. Yeah. Yeah. Because this is for everyone.
Okay.
I need to expand. Like I said, it started out with the kids on the block and it's expanding to the neighborhood. But I want, you know, all children to be able to participate in this.
Okay.
Mm-hmm, in this
good
program.
Deal. All right. Give us your contact information once again for those who want to get in touch with you.
Okay. We can be reached at 773-818-3919. And that email address again is alicia@cleankids.net.
Okay. Sounds good. Alicia Archer, thank you so very much for
coming by, sharing
some information with us. We wish you all the success in the world
thank
that
you
there
so
is.
Much.
And we thank you for your participation.
Thank you. I appreciate being on the show.
And as I said many times in the past to other guests, that you don't have to worry about knocking. Just come on in because the door is always open.
All right.
All right. We'll talk again real soon. Next time when you come back, you can tell us about the other stuff that you do as far as writing and publishing and graphic arts. You're just a jack of all trades.
Jack of all trades. And I want to give a shout out to African American Images and Dr. Jawanza Kanjufu, who has definitely inspired me to do what I'm doing now.
All right. Good deal. Alicia, thank you again.
thank you.
And we'll talk to you again real soon.
Thank you.
All right. Hey, stay right there where you are. We're going to be right back with more Focus Talk on Chicagoland's number one college radio station. We'll be back in 3 minutes and 3 seconds. KKC.
Hey, baby, this is Bonnie DeShong, and you're listening to the thought-provoking, solution-oriented talk show, Focus Talk, with my friend Dennis Snipe, right here on Chicago's number one college radio station, 89.3 WKKC.
Most people think creativity has to do with artistic ability, but creativity goes beyond that. So, the next time you're presented with a challenge or opportunity, be creative. Think outside of the box, or simply do things a different way. You'll expand your possibilities and make the process more interesting. Hi, I'm Certified Professional Coach Cassandra Griffin, and this is your New Realities Moment. For more information on creating new realities in your life, call 708-331-9725. That's 708-331-9725. Or visit www.newrealitiescoaching.com.
Yo, it's your man, Tony Scope from 107.5 WGCI.
Why do it by yourself?
Have you always had an
interest
in the media communications industry? Want to acquire the skills to be a disc jockey?
Hey, what's going on? My name is Richard Deal, on-air personality at Soul 106.3 and alumni of Kennedy King College.
How about a TV news announcer?
This is Cheryl Burton from ABC 7.
Sportscaster.
Hi, everybody. This is Mark Giangreco from ABC 7.
A TV station manager.
This is Emily Barr, president and general manager of ABC 7 Television.
A traffic or continuity director.
Hi, I'm Michael Capriola, Continuity Director for Power 92.
Promotions Director.
Hello, my name is Ricardo Rodriguez, and I am the Promotions Coordinator at Power 92 Radio.
How about a Production Director?
This is Scott Smoke and Sills, an original member of the Hot Mix 5. And you also may know me from V103 and WGCI, where I'm the Director of Production and Imaging.
The new Kennedy King College at 63rd and Halsted offers training in these and other media communications courses. In just 2 short years, you can earn an associate Associate in Applied Science degree in Media Communications that will set you up for good paying jobs and a career in the radio and TV communications industry. Call Kiana Battle at 773-602-5555. 773-602-5555. Registration is going on right now. Your future success starts at the new Kennedy King College.
It's the Real Estate Investors Workshop and Network. From 11:30 a.m. to 2:30 p.m., registration begins at 11 a.m. at the College of Optometry, 3240 South Indiana Avenue. This workshop is for the beginner or experienced investor, broker, attorney, lender, and for all individuals who have passed the real estate exam and want a better understanding of the investor mindset. Topics include first-time home buyers, investors, and consumer rights update, mortgage and refinancing new guidelines, essential contract protection clauses, legislative updates, foreclosure updates, do you have any rights, 10 ways you can lose your real estate license, or if you have bad tenants, learn how to evict them. This workshop is presented by Derek McNeil, CPA, licensed real estate instructor, and experienced investor. To RSVP, 773-924-4044. That's 773-924-4044. That's Saturday, July 18th, 11:30 a.m. to 2:30 p.m. for the Real Estate Investors Workshop and Network at the College of Optometry, 3240 South Indiana Avenue.
This is Deputy Governor Luanna Peters. Of all the things you do for your family, this might be the most important. Screenings for breast and cervical cancer have saved thousands of women's lives. Women who didn't even know they were at risk. Illinois now offers free screenings and low-cost treatment for every uninsured woman over 35. Every mother, wife, sister and daughter, regardless of income. It costs you nothing and could save you everything. If you're over 35, live in Illinois, and currently don't have health insurance, please call 1-888-522-1282 or log on to cancerscreening.illinois.gov. That's 1-888-522-1282 or cancerscreening.illinois.gov. Thank you.
A public service message from all of us here at 89.3 WKKC.
My name is Khalif. You are listening to Focus Talk with Dennis Knight of Chicago's number one college radio station, 89.3 WKKC. Did everybody hear me?
Uh-huh. Everybody can hear you.
It's God given.
Multiply the love cause division. Dennis Snipe on the mic to enforce the vision. Economical living or political decision. Artistry and even religion. More information than you getting on your television. Just take a listen, just take a listen. Education's pivotal and plentiful. Something to enhance the brain mineral. In between the 9 and 10 a.m. interval. Focus a fold, let go or take hold. No slowing down on this open road. Put the pedal to the metal and go, 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 go. He's showing us the ropes, giving community hope when we don't know where to go. Focus all around these streets. And if you agree to disagree, step to the MIC and speak your peace. Don't speak your peace, cause if each one teach one, we all are reached. We can resolve the beef. Focus talk, food for thought, we all gon' eat. Focus. This is Focus Talk. Focus. This is Focus Talk. Focus. This is Focus Talk. Hey, hey, hey. WKKC with your host Dennis Snipe. Focus Talk. Hey.
9:32 in the city of Chicago. We're right back at you with more Focus Talk. I'm your host, Dennis Snipe, and I want you to know that the elevator to success is broken. So that means that you have got to take the stairs. So no matter whatever idea, thought, concept, dream, design that you may have in your mind, take it out of your head, put it on paper, and execute. So with that in mind, classes are available here at Kennedy King College. For more information and for a list of classes that are available, 773-602-5000 is the number to dial. Kennedy King College is one of the seven City Colleges of Chicago. Now, if you want to know what we're doing on a regular basis, www.dennissnipe.com. That's the website to log on to. Or you can drop us an email at focustalk@gmail.com. That's focustalk@gmail.com. Now, if all else fails, just do the regular old thing, the age-old thing. Just pick up the phone. 312-409-9921. And you know what? Keith, I always forget this. What is the podcast? Focustalk.podomatic.com. Okay, focustalk.podomatic.com. Now, you can log in on there and you can check out all of the archived editions of Focus Talk. So if you missed something or if someone told you that they were on the show and you want to go back and take a listen, that's Focus Talk at focustalk.podomatic.com. Yeah, that's it. See, it pays to have people around you who know what they're doing and who are very astute, like Bob and like Keith, who just make me shine, make me look good. That's very important. Very important. Hey, we've got more Focus Talk just ahead. In the studio today is Mr. Michael James. Now, Mr. Michael James is the author of a book entitled Brother to Brother, A Message of Hope. Now, in this particular book, he addresses the questions, can today's African-American village community resurrect the spirit of unity once displayed by the tribes of Africa aboard the mothership? How can we address the psychological schism between black men and women caused by the long night of slavery? What can black men do to return to their assigned roles as providers and protectors? Are we the children of a lesser God? Now, Mr. James addresses these particular issues, these particular questions in his book entitled Brother to Brother, A Message of Hope. Welcome to the show today.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Dennis.
Now, give me some information as to the idea to write such a book, to pen A Message of Hope.
Okay, this book centers on the positive things that black men have done from slavery to today.
Okay.
The focus was basically right here in Chicago. There has been so many leaders from Chicago right here in the city that have contributed to rebuilding the village community. What our people don't know is that the Black Panthers wasn't a street gang. These were positive brothers who could not find jobs that decided to become what I call the providers and the protectors of the village. We are the providers and the protectors of the village, but because of the white capitalist system that oppress black men, we have been told that we cannot function as men. But this book proves that regardless to the oppression, regardless to slavery, regardless to the things that society has put upon black men, there have been strong black men that have prevailed. The book focuses on the Black Panthers, Lew Palmer, Jesse Jackson, Reuven Fellows, Family Focus, Black Star Project, Fathers Who Care, Congressman Danny Davis, Concerned Christian Men. Just a powerful line of black men right here in Chicago that have provided for the village and continue to provide for the village. This is the greatest book since Roots.
Now, as we look at this, Mr. James, that, you know, there are powerful contributions that many African-American men have made over the years. However, it still seems as if, though, that our communities, our neighborhoods, society as a whole, that it's on a decline.
Okay.
Now, is that just because of our positioning where we are or how we're looking or what we're looking at or what we're seeing?
Okay, the media focuses upon the what I call the destructionist black men. That's only about 70% of black men who refuse to be fathers, gangbang, sell drugs. For some reason, the media promotes the killings and the drive-bys, but the media do not promote the fact that you have had some real fathers. Derek Ewing's son was shot about 15 years ago. The baby was about 2.5 years old. Derek Ewing went public with his pain, campaigned in the projects with me, went out, talked to the gang members. It's been almost 15 years that this brother, who is a provider and protector for his children, have just did positive things, but the media does not focus upon brothers like that.
Is that an excuse?
Not an excuse, brother, but that's just the reality of it.
Mm-hmm.
We need more community things like Real Men Can Cook and Black Star Projects and those brothers that's out here trying to provide and protect for the village.
Well, here's my thing, that if you ring your bell loud enough, won't people come to see what's going on? Because it was either Emerson or Thoreau who said that if you build a mousetrap, and even if it's in the forest, that people will beat a path to your doorstep. So no matter where you are, if you're doing something positive, that other people will come and see what's going on. So in this instance, what do you think is the situation?
But the catalyst is the media. We need more stations like this, mm-hmm. that's going to promote the positive things that people are doing, like Clean Kids. I mean, this sister has simply decided, without money, without resources, just with her heart, determination, that she's going to make a difference in kids' lives without no resources. These are things that we have to promote, but for some reason, the media does not promote it. But this book proves that for the last 200 years, Nat Turner, Denmark Vesey, and the book closes with, guess what, Barack Obama becoming president before Barack Obama even became president, because God gave me the vision that this was going to happen. So the solution would be for the black media to continue to promote powerful people within the village community that's doing something to bring back the village. We are the providers, we are the protectors, and black men should take their rightful place. But we need more brothers like you that's going to have brothers like me on, so that people can say, wait a minute, Michael came from a poor family west side of Chicago, just got his PhD, wrote 3 books. Our community needs to hear that, because I come from a family of 7 with a poor mother that just simply got to the 6th grade. Yet she taught me to be the provider, to be the protector for the village. And that's why I just cannot turn away from the village, because I refuse to get my PhD and then go to a different community to contribute. We need black men to contribute right here consistently.
Now, here's my question. Now, I'm sure that your situation is not an anomaly, that there are plenty of individuals who came from very meager beginnings, who may not have had much, or parents who did not have very much, but they instilled, your mom instilled certain goals and values within you that you manifest as a child, or as a teenager, as a young man, and now as an adult. So now, if that's the case, and individuals are willing, such as your mother, who was willing to do what needed to be done, what's the situation in other areas? Do they not want it, or is it not a strong enough drive? Is it not the interest? Can shed some light on it for me, because okay, there are other individuals
who will ask the same question from the outside looking in.
Dennis, it's based on choice. Mm-hmm. Okay. People can send drugs and guns into the community, but you cannot blame the white system for drive-by shootings and pulling the trigger. So it's just down to choice. Some of our people choose to be self-destructive. Why, you will never know. The second thing is we perish for lack of knowledge. We do not know our history. That's why my speech, Black Freedom, is a powerful speech with soundtracks from Brother Dank Wilson, gifted brother, put together this powerful 10-minute speech highlighting the contributes, the things that we as Black people have contributed. We don't even know that it was a brother that came up with the elevator. Mm-hmm. A sister came up with the ironing board, straightening comb. That's common knowledge for, let's say, 10%. But the people do not know just how much that Black people have contributed to this society. So we perish, Dennis, for lack of knowledge. But this book puts together the powerful things that Black men have done from slavery to today, 2009, because we refuse to go silently into the night.
9:45 in the city of Chicago. You are in tune to the thought-provoking, solution-oriented talk show, daring to make a difference in our community's entitled Focus Talk. Today, I am talking to Mr. Michael James, who is the author of A Message of Hope, Brother to Brother, A Message of Hope. Now, if you have a question or comment, 773-488-9552. That's 773-488-9552. Now, how do we address the psychological schism between Black men and Black women? Because I believe that that is an age-old issue that will continue to be as relevant today as it was 100 years ago, with no conceivable solution in sight, because the issues seem to pretty much continue. And as the years go on, it seems as if though they increase and become just a tad bit more difficult.
Angry.
Yeah, that too. That too. So give me some insight.
Okay, Dennis, I am so glad that you posed that question to me, because this has been one of the most posed questions concerning, you know, my book. First of all, my sisters, please understand that Black men were a victim of slavery too, because we could not protect and provide and defend for you. We were really scarred by slavery. But because Black women are taught, you know, they were raped and put down during slavery, and the Black man did nothing to defend them, that's not true. That's the psychological schism, the scar that Black women live with. What you have to do is, sisters, read my second book, which is called Absent. This book tells you how they changed the laws and the policies so that the Black woman could receive benefits and rent and medical, providing that your father wasn't present. Some men left because they was forced to leave, but because we perished because of lack of knowledge, we don't know that. So women are angry. Some Black men haven't been taught how to be fathers because they did not have fathers. Yes, you can break the chain, but it's up to you to break that chain. And for some reason, about 70% of black men continue to perpetuate the violence and the fatherless generation. But the schism can be healed, sisters and brothers, by God. We need a spiritual healing, not the pastors and the church, but we as a people, male, female, need to turn to God and say, heal us, because that's what it's going to take, a spiritual healing, a corporate prayer, because we have been pitted against each other.
Now, that healing, that the corporate spiritual prayer wouldn't come from the church and the pastors, considering that that is supposed to be the covenant community, or the part where we understand our spiritual side.
With all due respect to pastors, because I am a minister too, the pastors are not dressing the scar that's plaguing our people. Mm-hmm. They are really preaching this powerful pie in the sky religion, but they are not dealing with the fact that
what's plaguing our people.
What? Right. We need a spiritual corporate healing. The black woman feels burdened because she has had to come through slavery by herself and fend for the family. The black male has been pushed out, and now you've got all of these traps about getting the jobs, and we need a healing that can only come from God. And unfortunately, Dennis, God bless the black church, but we are not coming to terms with, we need to talk about it. We need to pray about it so that the process can begin in both the black man and the black woman.
Okay. All right. Now, needless to say, we won't be able to address all of the issues here in this forum, because they are many, and we're well spent on time. But give us some contact information. How can we get your book, your website?
Okay, please contact me at 312-543-9622. 312-543-9622. Or you can contact me at MK2James@AOL.com. MK2James@AOL.com.
All right. Dr. James, we thank you so very much for coming by.
Thank you,
sharing
thank you,
some information with us.
Thank you,
and,
Dennis.
We hope that you do well in your endeavors. And you know what? We're going to have you back so that we can talk little more about your book and some of the issues that affect African Americans and that affect our communities.
Yes, sir.
So we thank you for your time and for your attention. You're going to hang around with us for a little while?
Yes, sir.
Okay. All right. Sounds good. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
You're in tune to Chicagoland's number one college radio station, 89.3 WKKC. Now it's time for our final segment, and that is Success and Satisfaction with Cassandra Griffin. Hey, Cassandra.
Hi, Dennis. I like the way you said that. Good morning.
Good morning to you. And I did that just for you.
I'm so glad I recognized it.
Indeed, indeed. It was all for you. Needless to say, Cassandra, that we have lost some greats just in recent days with Michael Jackson, Farrah Fawcett, Ed McMahon, some of the names that I grew up with as a kid. And when you think about, you know, those different people and how they've been around for so long, you think about, or at least I do, I think about what it took for them to get where they are in life and to be able to maintain that. And I know as it relates to success and satisfaction and development, personal development, I'm sure that you have some insight on those particular issues that you would like to share with us today.
Well, thank you, Dennis. What I thought about when I looked at, particularly with Michael Jackson, because you cannot avoid hearing about his life and seeing about his life, and just the controversy around his death, is what, let's take a step back from all of the hype and look at who the individual was and what he was able to create in the 50 years on this earth. And obviously, success. one of the things that he really went for was success. It may have been nurtured in him in ways that maybe we don't really understand as growing up, but he was very successful, undeniably. And part of that stemmed from he was a bit of a perfectionist. He wanted to go after and do things in the best way. And he was a visionary. He had a vision for how he wanted his shows to be. He was elaborate in the things that he did because it stemmed from his desire to have success and to make a mark for himself in the world, to do it in a way maybe someone else hadn't done. He was a pioneer.
Mm-hmm.
So he was very much about success. He also was very passionate about honing his craft. I heard something the other day about even though he was a pop superstar, he listened to classical music. He loved different types of things. So he was nurturing that craft and expanding it by going not just in the genre where he was. He was looking beyond that to see what he could borrow. So there's a way, lessons for us in that, too, how we can expand. We may have one focus, but we also can learn from other genres in our lives to support us in what we wanted to do. He also used his talents to the fullest. I mean, when you saw Michael, you know, he was giving it his all.
All the time.
All the time. So mm-hmm. we can learn from that. About if we're going to go out there and do it, don't do it halfway. Give it your all. You know, bust a sweat in doing it, but make it happen. Make it, everyone know that this is the best I have and I'm delivering it to you. And then we can look at the satisfaction part of his life. One of the things that Michael was known for is just his home and his elaborate things and the things that he loved. He surrounded himself with things that he loved. He had the Ferris wheels and the giraffes and whatever it was. And so he went about trying to have satisfaction in his life. He also had some dark sides and some issues with respect to maybe some unresolved issues around pain. And so one of the things we can look at from his life, too, is to think about, are there places in our lives that maybe we aren't being fulfilled, and maybe we aren't getting full satisfaction because we haven't gone and maybe done some of the work that we need to do. But certainly looking at his life, enjoying his music, celebrating who he was to his communities and his fans is one way that we can honor him and see what we can borrow for our own lives.
Excellent. You know what? Cassandra, you're awesome. You are absolutely awesome. You sum that up so very well. Now, I'm sure that there is someone in the listening audience waiting to embrace their own development plan and to go to the next level and be successful and satisfied. So what number can they call?
708-331-9725.
Once again?
708-331-9725. And just a reminder for people, please send information in about your success and satisfaction story so that you could be a blessing to help someone else see how they can have greater success and satisfaction in their lives as well.
Sounds like a plan. Cassandra, in closing, I wish you success
and satisfaction.
Hey, we'll talk again real soon.
Have a good one.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Hey, it's time for us to go. We got to make way for Derek McNeil and the Consumer's Eye. You know what? There is a lot to be said, and a lot has been said about Michael Jackson, a icon as it relates to music and to our lives. I'm not going to say anything that has not already been said. The only thing that I will say is that you continue to find the greatness in you. You be the thriller that's on the inside. Bring it out. Make it happen. Until we meet next week, you take care. Good night, Michael. We'll see you in the morning. KKC.
You've been listening to Focus Talk, the thought-provoking, solution-oriented program daring to make a difference in our community. With your host, Dennis Snipe, on 89.3 WKKC, Chicago's number one college radio station. Olive Harvey College at 1001 South Woodlawn offers classes in child development, computer